About 20 years ago, the streets of Chicago were a scary place, not because of crime, but because of a massive rat infestation. The rat population totaled 6 million, roughly double the city's human population at that time. City officials estimated that 4 out of every 5 city blocks were infested, and the public demanded a solution. Terry Levin is a spokesperson for the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation. He says he understands why people are concerned about rats.
They hide and they slink around and they come out at night. I mean, they're disgusting. People really don't like them. I think we have a genetic aversion to rats that's just built into our makeup. We've developed an instinctive dislike for them.
But our repulsion for rats goes even further. Rats can spread disease, bite children, and cause billions of dollars in property damage.
Humans have been fighting rats ever since there were cities. I mean, it's a problem that goes literally back thousands and thousands of years.
The problem is, rats are resilient rodents. Close up one hole and they'll gnaw themselves another. They can squeeze into openings as small as a quarter. During the Cold War, rats even survived atomic testing. For years, the answer to rat control was to assault the rodents with massive amounts of poison. Cities put the poison in grain and planted it in sewers and tunnels where rats burrow. But that backfired in Chicago. The rats developed a genetic immunity, and the public became concerned about possible health effects from the poisons. So cities had to come up with a different solution, and now Chicago and other places around the country are using another approach. Instead of trying to kill off the rats with poison, rodent control efforts focus on cleaning up food sources. Amy Dillon is supervisor of the Housing Inspection Department in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, she's on rat patrol in an alley on the city's west side. She's looking for trash and debris, anything that might be food for a rat.
It's not only trash and garbage that we're looking for, but also brush piles provide a harborage for the animals. Old tires become a water source for them, or even if you feed your dog and leave water outside for your dog, that might potentially be a water source for the rats.
Dillon says it's a challenge to get rid of the rats' food supply because they'll eat practically anything.
If they can't find a food source such as our garbage, they will eat animal feces if you don't clean up after your dog. Eventually, they will cannibalize each other. They will actually eat each other if they can't find a food source.
The goal is to essentially get the rats to self-destruct. If you cut off their food supply, they'll just keep killing and eating each other until there's only one survivor left. That lone rat is then forced to move on or starve.
Well, we woke you up, didn't we?
As she walks through this rundown neighborhood, Dillon says she's thinking like a rat and looking for all the things they need to survive and reproduce.
More tires in between there and a barrel of trash between these two garages. And there's more trash on the other side of this garage. Old broken up TVs, cardboard boxes, and litter.
Amy Dillon says the key to the city's rat control program is to take a proactive approach. So instead of waiting for rat complaints, the city tries to identify problem areas before the rats move in. Inspectors issue citations when they find conditions that encourage rats. Then if homeowners don't clean up the mess, the city sends a contractor to do the work, then sends the homeowner the bill.
We've found over the course of the years that there's a lot of areas of the city where no one complains. It becomes a way of life, an acceptable behavior to leave your trash out in your yard.
Dillon says this approach has paid off. Today, rat complaints are rare. Dillon adds the city also just looks a whole lot nicer without a bunch of trash all over. But the best part is the program is incredibly cost-effective. With 3 seasonal inspectors, it only costs about $100,000 a year. This simple approach of cleaning up trash to cut off rat food supplies is catching on in other cities, too. Terry Levin says it helped Chicago reduce the rat population to its lowest point ever.
It's a holistic approach more than anything else, that it's not enough to just kill rats. You want to prevent them. And the only way to do that is to, if you limit their food supply, you limit the population of rats.
But Chicago still has a big dependence on poisoned bait. The city plants about 30 tons of it inside rat burrows each year. Levin admits it would be unrealistic to think any city could ever totally get rid of its rats. He says the best he can hope for is to educate the public, letting them know that trash cleanup is the biggest part in the effort.
I mean, the secret of rodent control is that if there was no garbage for them to eat, they couldn't survive.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.